We'll start with the Underground Railroad. It's about a woman who escapes being a slave in this sort of alternate reality on an actual physical railroad. I'm wondering how you approached blending history with kind of the modern realities of racism and then imagination in that novel.
When I have an idea, I sometimes just have a strange flight of fancy. What if this? What if that? And so I was recalling when I was a kid and thought the railroad was a real train. And I thought, wouldn't that be just weird? What kind of story could I get out of making a literal underground railroad? So by mixing and matching history, not sticking to what actually happened, I could create my own, perhaps truer version of American history.
Your new work, The Nickel Boys, is set to be published this summer. It's set at the Dozier School for Boys. This is a real reform school, and after it was closed not that long ago, actually, more than 50 unmarked graves were discovered there. More than 100 students were estimated to have died there. Why take on this piece of history?
Well, I mean, I heard about it in the summer of 2014, and if there's one place like that, there's many. And it just seemed worthy of telling the world what happened. No one really spoke for these boys. I felt compelled to.
Why is now the time in our culture to bring this history to readers?
We've more discussions around abuse and trauma, and so people are more receptive to, I think, stories about how people can be sort of warped and changed by institutions, by terrible people. But I wasn't thinking about what I was trying to deliver to the country. I was really just trying to figure out what was the best story for me at the time.